Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is, I'm glad he's here, too, because he's been a member of our Brain Trust now since 1999. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on that topic, on being home-based, on being a teleworker, even, on being the smallest of the small business. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. Hey, yesterday was the 4th of July, and I can't think of a better day to that really is, obviously, we know why that day is commemorated, but a lot of people who own businesses, it's a good time for them to recognize their independence, too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you're a small business owner, whether you're a individual, a soloist like myself, or somebody who is like yourself, you run a small business with employees, or even a little bit bigger, or even CEO of a larger company, but who one day made that leap to get out from being a W-2er to becoming either a 1099er or taking a W-2 from your own business,
right,
but being the top dog, you made that leap of faith. You had that confidence that you could make it happen, you had a bit of a gut check. I think there's a lot to be said for the independence of us all out there, and how we sometimes, and you know, Independence Day, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T-S, Independence Day, I think plays a role in how we should look at ourselves, and sometimes pat ourselves on the back, sometimes sort of knock ourselves on the head and say, what in the world were we thinking?
Well, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said for that, and we should not, you know, beyond not giving up the fight, we should never lose sight of what we did and the type of character we were to go out on our own, because there's a lot to be said for that, you know, for the country and
yep.
for the small businesses and for ourselves.
It's one of the defining elements of the United States, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What you just described is one of the defining elements of the United States. It is, as I wrote recently, you know, it's one of the twin pillars of the American dream, home ownership and business ownership.
Right. You know, we put the effort into it. We often don't think about these things. We go through the actions. We go through, not to sound trite, but we go through the motions of making something happen. Or not just the motions, but the activity of it. But we don't stop and think back and say, you know, what did it take to make that happen? I mean, I've celebrated now, you know, we had our 24th anniversary just a couple days ago. And, you know, I've celebrated 22 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Of being independent. And it's when I think about those milestones, that I think about the supportive wife and her income, frankly, that enabled us with no kids and no mortgage to eke out an existence early on. And eventually grow my business to sometimes when I can't handle the workflow and sometimes I, you know, can't stand the cash flow, or lack thereof. But, you know, the things that made it possible. And I think we have to think about this in the times when you're having a hard time, the times when times are tight and cash flow is, you know,
even in those times, when things are toughest. If you really love this thing that we call being a business owner, you default back to that, to the independence part. And what you have to say, I think, Jeff, is when things are good, they belong to me. When things are bad, they belong to me too. But either way, they belong to me. And you get yourself, you benefit from the good things. And you claim the challenges because you actually are in charge of getting yourself out of those problems.
You know
what? And I'll tell you something. I like that because I can remember being an employee, and I knew things were not good in any particular time. And I knew there was somebody behind a door somewhere making a decision about me. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like that.
Not at all.
I like knowing that as tough as it may be, I have the ability to get, I can actually do something to get myself out of this mess.
I tell you what, it's like playing a sport. It's like playing in a game. It's like, you know, knowing you're going into a game where...
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. I will be, you know, whether it's LeBron James, whether it was Michael Jordan, whether it's Kobe Bryant, not to look at all basketball
metaphors. Can we use some other sports metaphors?
I'm not a big basketball fan. Wayne Gretzky, whether it's
We're spreading
it around a little bit. But the point is, they want to be able to make it happen. And you know, and it's not shying. You know, we don't wilt in the face of adversity. We don't shy from the challenge. We realize it, we attack it, and then we, you know, whether we come out shining at the end or we come out with our tail between our legs and, you know, maybe got beat up or whatever the case may be, we come away and we turn into a learning lesson and we move on. I mean, we have all had those times where a friend of mine once said he came back from a long business trip and he didn't make all the sales he wanted and say, how was it? And he goes, every day can't be Christmas. You know, we just got to realize that every day can't be great.
Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that I always say is employees, if you have a really good employee, they take risks for you.
Right.
If you're an employee, even if you're a really good one, you take risks for your company, but you do it with someone else's capital.
Right.
If you're independent, if you're a business owner, you take risks just like that employee, but you do it with your capital.
You hire employees who are entrepreneurs. You hire employees who treat the business, or at least their silo of it, as if it were their own. If you don't, then they got no point being employees.
But the big differentiator, though, is they're using your capital.
Right.
And this is, you know, to me, if you want to say, okay, what's the tipping point? What is the thing, the line of demarcation that will really get my attention about whether I want to be independent or not? Then I think to me it's... you're going to be taking risks with your own capital.
Right.
And your mistakes will be yours, and it'll be your capital that will get spent.
Absolutely.
Not somebody else's. Hey, Jeff, give us your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeff and I will be back after these messages. We're going to talk about some more independence stuff. Stay with us.
Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.